You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for spending 15 minutes of your day, Friday. Happy Friday to you. God bless you. Again, thanks for spending it here. Thanks for spending yours with me here on WGOD. We're going to hear a word from God this morning. There's no greater thing for you this morning, or if it's 8:45 at night, you're on your way home, hearing a word from God before you get home. An apt title for this sermon as well is Thus Says the Lord. Did you know that there is only one Thus Says the Lord in the entire New Testament? For those of you that know your Bible, well, that's shocking, isn't it? Because practically every other page of the Old Testament is Thus Says the Lord, Thus Says the Lord, Thus Says the Lord. And who were the ones that spoke that? Right. The prophets. For God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. See, this makes perfect sense, that the final authority is Jesus Christ. That's why there's no more prophets in this age and time right now, because the final authority, the final word, the amen, so to speak, is Jesus Christ. There's nothing to add after Him. The prophets in the New Testament were speaking the word of God. The prophets in the New Testament said, He who has begun a good work and you will complete it. And you can do all things through Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, according to God. In Hebrews 1:1, the verse I quoted to you, is the final authority. That's what we've been looking at. Thus says the Lord. Here's the last part of this message. I invite you out to church this weekend. Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive. Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. We're in the book of Acts.
The Bible tells us Mary had lots of children. That's what we believe. So, the following day, Paul went with us to James. James is the pastor, the leader of the church there. When he had greeted them, he told in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through His ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord. And they said to him, You see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who have believed. And they are all zealous for the law. Uh-oh. And they've been informed about you that teach all the Jews that are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses. For those writing, that's the only time the word apostasia is in the New Testament other than the falling away is the word forsake there. You're teaching all the Jews to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children nor walk according to their customs. All right, now there's the accusation. Funny how that's true, but it's not true. I mean, Paul didn't teach the Jews to forsake Moses, but he taught them that Jesus was better than Moses. Hello? Read the book of Hebrews. It was built on a better house, made with better promises. He didn't say forsake Moses. He says Jesus is better than Moses. Paul didn't tell anyone don't get circumcised. He just said whoever of you that's going to get circumcised in order to get right with God from now on has got to keep the whole law to be right with God. Where is that? James chapter 1 verse 20. Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of the whole thing. You want to get back to keep the law to get right with God? Well, you better keep it all. Because if you don't, you're condemned. So he didn't teach that. So how will they handle this? Verse 22. What then? The assembly, ecclesia, word for church. The church or the assembly must certainly meet. They will hear that you're in town. They'll hear that you've come. You see, it's payback time for Paul now. After all these years of circumcision profiteth nothing but faith working through love, it's payback time for Paul. All those things that he said when Paul called the Old Testament a ministry of death, it's payback time. He called the Old Testament a ministry of condemnation. Letters written in stone. A ministry of death. Now it's payback time. Here comes that crazy Jew who was telling all these things. It's payback time. That's how they looked at it. Public enemy number one, Saul Wiedemeyer from Tarsus. And we're going to get him. They hated the messenger. Verse 23, therefore, I'm only kidding. Saul's last name was not Wiedemeyer. For those of you that write that down, and the pastor told me Paul's last name was Wiedemeyer. Therefore, verse 23, do what we tell you. We've got four men here who have taken a vow. Take them and be purified with them and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads and that all may know that those things of which they were informed of concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law. Well, say what you want, but the dirty little secret is no one can keep the law. And all that does is keep this little facade going. I come into Jerusalem every year, I throw them 20 bucks, and I go and take that lamb out and bring it over there. How many years you want to keep that going? Huh? It's 20 bucks a year. And I got $42. There's this year's sacrifice. That'll kill a lamb next year. Year after that, I'll borrow $18 from my wife. I'm covered for three. How many years you want to keep up this lie? Sacrificing a goat doesn't wash away your sins. There's only one thing that does, the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says these things, God's overlooked them. The King James says he winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained, Jesus Christ. So keep the law, please. Stop kidding yourself. Quit with the lie and the joke that you're going to ride into town every year and you're going to buy a lamb from someone selling it in the temple. Ask Jesus what he thinks about people selling lambs in the temple. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, having been purified. Now don't ask me why he did this, other than I have become all things to all men that by all means I might save some. Hebrews 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul took them in, and the next day, having been purified with them, he entered the temple to announce the expiration of days of purification, at which time an offering should be made for each one of them. Now when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him. Here we go again, Ron. Everywhere we go, we see this. The Jews send people to every town that he's at. And now he's back home and they're doing the same thing. They stirred up the crowd, laid hands on him, and they cried out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place." Furthermore, notice all these lies. He brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled his holy place. You see, like usual, the only way to combat the truth is with a lie. Sounds like what they said about Jesus, remember? "We found this man forbidding to pay taxes." When did Jesus ever say that? Lies. When you're afraid of the truth, lie. Huh? Oh, all right. She said, okay. Let me specify, that's the world's way of doing it. When you're backed into a corner, lie. God's way is turn and repent and speak truth. Because Satan is the father of all lies. And he says, you are like the father, the devil. When you lie, you take on his nature, and I'd say, who's your daddy? Again, the whole premise is built on a lie, what they accused him of. Verse 29, "For they had previously seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, with him in the city, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was disturbed, and the people ran together, seized Paul, dragged him out of the temple." Didn't you just envision this now? They dragged him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut. Now as they were seeking to kill him, news came to the commander of the garrison that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. Verse 37, "Then as Paul was about to be led into the barracks, he said to the commander, 'May I speak to you?' And he replied, 'Hellenesi ginoskais?' That is, 'Can you speak Greek? Are you not that Egyptian that stirred up all this trouble?'" Where did he get this information? "Are you not the Egyptian who some time ago stirred up a rebellion and led 4,000 assassins out in the wilderness?" Paul said, "I'm a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean or no small city. I implore you, permit me to speak to the people." So when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying, "You have to come back next Sunday. Lord, we praise your holy name in this house. Thank you for once again shouting the words that Jesus Christ is Lord and is the final authority. And we thank you for the great comforting words he gives us, that he is the door, and all who enter in by him will be saved. And the comforting words that the great carpenter is preparing a place for us up in heaven. And that he's coming back again. So that where he is, there we would be too. We anticipate that great day. We praise you in the house here today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.